Well, you see, my vision when I introduced my plan for 66 session last year, of course, the main thing was the mediation and then four pillars, which is number one was the Reform Security Council and General Assembly Revitalization, and then mediation, solving the conflicts by peaceful meaning, and then natural disaster. And then the fourth is sustainable development and global prosperity. Of course, these four, I worked very hard with member states. We organize many thematic debates and high-level meetings. I think the outcome of these events was good result and will contribute for the future of the work of the General Assembly. But the most important thing that the General Assembly got engaged in political issues concerning security and stability of the world. Begin with Libya, where I changed the credential committee in order to support the NTC to become the legitimate representative of Libya than Gaddafi's regime. That where I managed on 16th of September, only 3 days after I took over, and on 20th, we raised the flag of the new Libya. And this is where we did the work behind the scene. And then that's where Libya, the NTC diplomats, they were waiting outside the UN premises. They cannot go inside because they don't have ID. And Gaddafi's representative, they cannot come here because the host country, they refused to grant them visas to come, and where their chair remained empty. So on 16th at 1 o'clock, we managed to fix that, and also Security Council in the afternoon adopted a resolution supporting. So this one, second one is Syrian crisis, where Security Council failed dealing with this issue because of two vetoes, and then nothing can happen. I took the liberty to invite first Mrs. Neve Pillay, the High Commissioner of Human Rights. She briefed the member states and followed by a draft resolution which mandated Mr. Kofi Annan, and then second draft resolution which mandated Akhtar Ibrahimi. This is the first time General Assembly got involved on political sensitive issues concern security and stability of the world. As you know, this is the responsibility of Security Council to do that.
It's certainly been an eventful year. What would you say was your biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge to enhance the effective role of the General Assembly. And I think I manage, because we talked for years and years about the General Assembly revitalization. You cannot talk, you have to take action. You know, if we wait till we amend the charter, God knows for how long we are going to wait. I think by doing that, I think we moved forward. The road is still far away, but first step is will lead to really a very active and effective General Assembly. And I encourage my predecessor, who will take over on Tuesday, to continue the same. And he's highly skilled diplomat, and I'm sure he will do the best to maintain the same rhythm, you know, an active General Assembly.
So what are your tips, your other tips for your successor? Ways to deal with people or what to focus on?
He is a former foreign minister. He knows most of the issues on the agenda of the General Assembly. I'm sure he did his homework before he's been elected. But I shared with him most of the sensitive issues, and he told me that he is going to continue dealing with the same theme that I introduced, which is mediation, you know, to solve conflict by peaceful meaning. And this is, I think, great. For the first time, two BGA working on the same issue. And this is what the world needs today, a good mediation. If we do that, we will see a better world.
Just one more brief question. How has it been for you to be the president of the General Assembly? Have you enjoyed it?
I did, because I love challenge. And 66 session was a great challenge. And now I cannot say if I left a legacy behind me. That's up to the member state to say it.